This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game one was just a travesty. I mean, that's the one. I know we're going all the way back to Friday night, and people have basically, you know, talked about this and talked it out and everything else. That would have been a, you know, a fun show to do the next day to go through all of that. But that, I mean, that to me is as bad as it gets from a Aaron Boone effect on a game. Now, we talk so much about, you know, the analytics and is he really making the decisions? And you got all the geeks there. And is it Brian Cashman? Is it that? Is it this? I am just, I was shocked for a couple of reasons. One, to go out and get Gerrit Cole and for Gerrit Cole to not have any sort of problem with that was blew my mind. Like this is, there's a few guys in baseball that are like, hell effing no. Even Edwin Diaz, for God's sakes, told Carlos Mendoza, no. And Gerrit Cole, to me, in the way that he was pitching and the way that he was cruising, and it's him and all the money and everything else, for him to just be like, you know, 80-something pitches and be like, okay. And then just, like, be done. I mean, did he hit a wall like Manaea hit a wall? Like, what is going on with that? That's what I need to know. And then also, you know, what is it with managers and analytics guys that don't factor in the fact that a guy hasn't pitched in forever. Like, he's a human being. He's not just a plug-and-play numbers guy in a book, on a computer. Kodai Senga should have never gotten the opportunity that he got with the Mets, and Nestor Cortez should have never been in that situation. And I know Aaron Boone says, oh, I look great in his bullpen session. It's not a goddamn bullpen session, man. You're throwing him into an extra inning game in the World Series. It just was bizarre. So then they come back. Obviously, they lose game two as well. Aaron Judge can't hit, and it just feels like they are completely up against it. But that game one, they should have been up one game to none. What happened in game two shouldn't have mattered as much. They would have gotten a split. But instead, you know, essentially their backs are up against the wall already.
I'm just going to say this. You and I were here on Friday. We did not know the full-on rosters, but we expected Nestor Cortez to be a part of it. And I said to you, and I looked you directly in the eye, I said, I would not trust this guy in a big spot. If you're going to use him for mop-up duty, or if you're going to use him in extra innings because you don't have anybody else left and he has to go out there and pitch, I would understand that. So this comes down to a decision of, I know he's in the lineup because of Ohtani and because of Freddie Freeman, lefty on lefty, this whole analytics thing. When was the last time Nestor Cortez pitched in the ninth inning with two men on and superstars coming up the bat? Can you tell me?
In the World Series on the road. Let's add that to it as well.
Right. So Aaron Boone put him in an impossible situation. This is really not about Nestor Cortez as it is about the decision to put Nestor out on the field in a situation where he has not dealt with that. He is a starting pitcher. The most he's ever gone this year was seven innings, so he's never faced the bottom of the ninth situation where the game is on the line and he's got to make pitches, especially to two of the better hitters in baseball today. And the fact that you had Tim Hill warming up at the same time, who has been very trustworthy mm-hmm. throughout this whole process, and you go out there and you bring in Nestor Cortez, and you put him in a situation that he's never been in. So I'm all over Aaron Boone about this one. I said I could not believe that at this moment that they brought him in because he has never felt this moment as a New York Yankee pitcher. You know, I went back and I looked at all his numbers. You know, he pitched into the seventh inning a couple times during the regular season. Hasn't pitched in 5 weeks or 6 weeks, whatever it is. And you're going to pluck him out of the bullpen and you're going to put him in the biggest moment of the Yankee season where you have a one-run lead, which is remarkable to me. Now, to go back to your other thing about Gerrit Cole, yeah, I think Gerrit just says, like, you know, good, I'm out of here now because I did my job.
But does he strike you as a guy like that, though?
No, I'm not saying he does. I just felt like when without – and by the way, it's both managers in this freaking World Series, because why would you take Yamamoto out of the game?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, like, Dave Roberts is on the front step. He just couldn't wait. You know, if there's one hit late in the game, these managers are, like, immediately out there because they're going through the third time in the order. I'm like, I don't know, I come from a completely different generation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, of course, and we talked about it, you know, throughout for the last number of years, and that's who the Dodgers are. We know that's who they are. We saw them against the Mets, but I mean, and Yamamoto's, I don't know, Gerrit, there's just something different about Gerrit Cole. That's why I made the point of, like, there's a handful of pitchers in baseball these guys come out, they don't care, they get pulled after X amount of innings. Gerrit Cole's one of those guys. It's like, F no, man.
He threw 98 miles an hour his last pitch.
I grew up a Yankee fan. I'm here on the mound. I'm throwing my ass off. I'm pitching my ass off. I feel great. I'm not coming out of this game right now.
By the way, this is the guy that was pissed off that he didn't get into Game 7 for the Astros.
100%.
Right. So I'm with you right there. I don't know why he didn't put up more of a stink. And I think what happens sometimes is that these starting pitchers are on the mound, especially for these respective teams. And now that we're playing in the playoffs in the World Series, the managerial decisions really come into focus. And I'm sure the moment that they see that manager come out of the dugout that they're pissed. How could you not be? Unless you're satisfied with your performance, thinking, you know, I did my job, so yeah, let me get off the field before it all implodes. And I think part of what's going on is that those managers do have in their gut, like, you know, if they get a guy on, then I'm going to pull him. And I feel like that's what's happened. Now, let me ask you this question about Juan Soto out in right field, because it's been Adventureland out in right field on these first two games. I know he's a great hitter. I'm not going to take anything away from him in that regard. But why is it every time the ball is misplayed by him in the outfield, or if he actually does make a play, that the guy that hits the ball ends up on third base? When, by the way, he hit the same type of ball off the wall, and where did he end up?
Yeah, not third base.
Not third base, not even second base.
Right, exact first base.
I mean, you know why? Because he thought he hit a home run, and he's admiring it out of the box as opposed to gassing it out of the box and getting to second base.
No, you're right.
And that bothered me. The other thing that bothers me, too, is these late-inning replacements, because you never know what's going to happen in these games where you might need a bat back in that lineup after you've taken them out, and that's the Gleyber Torres thing.
Yeah, the Mets did that for the last couple of months as well, though, with the late-inning defensive replacements. And, yeah, I mean, you're sort of putting yourself in a spot where you could get a guy up in a situation you don't want there. But I the way that the Yankees – play, they're fundamentally not a great baseball team.
You think? Like,
so if I can put anybody out there that gives them a better chance and that when they have a lead late in the game of making a defensive play, I will do it, and I won't consider the offense so much. The offense for me is, those guys that are in there that are late inning defensive replacements are not the guys that should be, you have to worry about hitting. The guy you need to worry about hitting is Aaron Judge, who now again is adding to this story of not being able to hit. And this is back to back games in a World Series. And you don't want to say that he's not capable of it. We know that he is, but there's been a few guys that have come around, early on in his career. Barry Bonds, miserable in the postseason. A-Rod, for those first few times, miserable in the postseason until he broke out in 09 in the Minnesota series, that whole thing. I can't, for the life of me, figure it out, because outwardly he still seems so calm and still in control, but I just think he is a miserable pressure performer. He just doesn't have whatever that is in the biggest moments. He puts too much pressure on himself. He's different. He doesn't have that same, dominance over the people that, he just dominates in the regular season. It's just, he just swats away these pitches like nothing. You should be embarrassed to throw me that.
You know what? The amazing thing to me is that they're pitching him perfectly. It's curveball, swinging over, high fastball.
And they're not afraid of him.
No, but they're pitching him perfectly.
Yeah, right.
And I have to say that you can see that he is pressing. Now he's got 6 strikeouts in 2 games. He's come up in big spots and has been unable to deliver. But I also would say that about the bottom of the lineup, too. The way they got this whole thing constructed, I think it's too easy for Roberts to go out and get a lefty when he needs a lefty against the bottom of the lineup. And really, a couple of at-bats that were just horrific. The Volpe at-bat where John Smoltz says, here is his Derek Jeter moment.
Right.
That at-bat right there, that was horrendous. So you got Verdugo and Volpe both mired in slumps along with Aaron Judge. And then you also have the decision-making by the manager here in these last 2 games that has been and hasn't turned out for him. And, it's easy for us to discuss these things after the game. I heard Michael Kay and all those guys just blistering Aaron Boone. Hell, Derek Jeter blistered Aaron Boone.
But that was all a first guess.
That's what I'm saying. All of those guys first guessed it because they were sitting with other people and said, why is he bringing in Nestor Cortez, or why is he taking out, Gerrit Cole, the $36 million man that's supposed to be winning these games for you? And instead, he exhausted his bullpen, and he went to everybody and was playing the managerial game like they're playing Stratomatic or something, and they end up losing the games. I would say, number one, Aaron Judge is the number one victim in terms of what's going on with him offensively. Number two, the bottom of the lineup is completely too left-handed heavy, and it makes it too easy for Roberts to go to his guys in the bullpen when he needs to. Number three, I would say that, Juan Soto is a disaster out in right field. How he is a Gold Glove candidate is beyond me.
The more
I watch him now and you see him in the playoffs here and everything else, it is like, it's a clown show out in right field.
Yeah, I don't think he's normally that much of a circus. I do. He's got a great arm. We know that. It's been ugly.
He has misplayed a number of plays in the playoffs here.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I know he's a great hitter, but am I paying $600 million for this?
Yes.
Just because he can hit.
Well, no, he's not normally that bad out there. He's not going to cost you a ton of games generally. I can't defend his play right now, but he's not a complete sieve or a zero as a defender for most of his career. But yeah, I mean, someone's going to do it. It might actually be the Dodgers. The Dodgers might do it. Because the Dodgers, reading that they're actually, you know, one of the reasons why they, and I know that Ohtani with the tax and this and that, but they also, the Dodgers themselves are like, the reason we're pushing this is because we also want to have a shot at Juan Soto next year. For that deferments for Ohtani. It's just whatever. But we'll spend an entire offseason talking about that. But you've got Walker Buehler and Clark Schmidt tonight. The Yankees, if you care or are wondering, are a favorite tonight to win the game.
They should be, actually. They've been in these games. Carlos Rodon was horrendous.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other one. That's the other thing. So you exhaust your bullpen. You got your starter, your AC, your staff controlling the opposing team, and you take him out, and you end up losing in the bottom of the ninth inning. And then on top of all of that, your second guy who has to give you some sort of length going to the sixth inning or something can't do it.
Nope.
And he's throwing up gopher balls.
Yeah.
I mean, so you've had a number. Like, I would say that Gerrit Cole did his job, but he didn't fight Aaron Boone, and he walked off the field, and he probably felt like, you know, I had a good outing. I did exactly what I was supposed to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.